can I just pray again before I welcome up another very great friend of mine to share? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are with us, you are here. You dwell among us, and your Spirit moves within us. And we trust you. We trust you to guide us. We trust you to tell us what to do. We trust you with our fears. We trust you with our personal lives. We trust you to bring us what we need to see these things done in obedience for you. We pray for concentration, Father. We pray that we would not feel like this is a one long struggle up to lunch. Lord God, we pray that we would be inspired by what you have for us. Lord God, I lift up those people here today that are carrying personal burdens, that are getting messages down their phone or have got things on their mind that are the realities of life, that they're carrying with them that are absolutely nothing to do with what their church is going to get up to for the next 5 years. Lord God, I pray you would minister and that your Spirit would bring peace. Lord God, I pray for Eddie again as he speaks to us. Give us open hearts and minds to be obedient to you. And we pray these things in Jesus' name, knowing that when we ask, you give. Amen. Amen. Charlotte, would you like to join me up here? Shall we give Charlotte a ripple of applause, is she? Wonderful. Are we up and running on this one? Brilliant. Charlotte, hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'll pass the phone to Charlotte. Charlotte's going to speak in nice and clearly, but she has got a bit of a sore throat, I know. So thank you very much for doing this. I am in a home group with Charlotte. She's one of my best mates, actually. So she was socially obligated to say yes to doing this, if nothing else. But one thing that I know about Charlotte is that we love being in a home group together. And home groups are something that, or small groups, because not all of them meet in homes, actually, but our small group network is something that is really, really key to the future. When you're a bigger church, to get that sense of connection can be tricky. And so, Charlotte, my question to you is, over the many years now that you have been part of a small group and in St. John's, what has that meant to you? How has it helped you be a disciple of Jesus?
Thank you. Oh, certainly. I'll take the lectern, if I may. Thank you, Jamie. Yes, right back at you, Jamie. I love you and Chloe and all our home group. There's a few of us scattered today. Please forgive my voice. I'm a little bit rough. So way back in the 2000s, when Rocky and Sarah Bogan lived above the curtain shop by Sun in the Sands, I joined their home group. And growing up, I used to hear people say, well, we were in our home group for 25 years, and I thought, that will never be me. And 17 years on, here we are. There's no doubt the biggest benefit for me of a home group is the community of people that I'm part of. I see my home group as my people, my family at St. John's. We have our little family traditions. So every year, in deference to the Americans in our group, we have a Thanksgiving. And Rocky stays at home all day to sort out the turkey, and I tip a big bottle of white wine into the gravy to liven it up a little bit, year by year. So we have our traditions. Jamie said to me, you've really lived your life in front of our group, and I took that to mean that I haven't held back on my emotions in front of home group, or indeed on my character flaws, which include impatience and some strong views. But I just wanted to say what a blessing it is to be part of a group where you're loved and accepted. What a blessing to meet every week in people's homes, to lift up Jesus' name, to honour him, to challenge and support one another, to follow him and to love him and to know him more. What a blessing as well to support one another's endeavours. So through the leadership role that Jamie has had in this vision process, Our group has hosted a couple of nights of prayer, one overnight, and I think we have a strong sense of ownership of the work because Jamie and his role has kind of given us that. We've had our moments in our home group. I remember someone else mentioned the pandemic. I remember in the dark early days of the first lockdown, and it literally felt like end of days in the lives we were living. And we chose that time to do a study on the actual apocalypse, on Revelation. So we were staring at each other over Zoom and kind of wondering how we could make sense of it. But we've been through book after book of the Bible. We've covered topics. We've shared our lives, and it's been wonderful. I wouldn't want to give the impression that everyone in our group has been there for 17 years. We're a dynamic group. We have literally had dozens and dozens of people who over the years have joined us, have been part of us, have shared in our lives together, and then for different reasons have moved on. But for me, it's been a constant anchor, and I'm so grateful to have this group of people to walk through life with, for them to walk through life with me. And I encourage you, if you're not in a group, I'd encourage you to consider it. Maybe some new groups will start as part of this process. I don't know, but I highly recommend it. Thank you.